Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. We're so glad that you've taken the time to join us on today. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for all of you that are listening. Our moderator, Brother Dante, we couldn't hear you, so you need to check your phone. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready to go into our online Bible study preview for today. And we've been talking about prophets, major and minor prophets in the Old Testament. The Word of God tells us many are called, but few are chosen for the office of the prophet. God is calling us all to repentance so that through Christ Jesus' resurrection, we can be redeemed from sin and the curse of the law. Yet before the Savior was born, God loved mankind so much that he raised up prophets to call the people to true repentance, to turn away from their idol worship and to seek the Creator. Now, there were many who claimed to be prophets, but they were not sent by Jehovah God to speak on his behalf. They spoke what the people wanted to hear and not the truth. And that's how it is today. 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. So, amen, I hope that you take the time to join us in Bible study, online Bible study tonight, every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number to call is 712-775-7031. The access code is 206-594-156, and then you hit pound. All right, so we're going to be sharing more about the prophet Samuel on tonight. We're also going to be hearing a summary from Brother Dante Gaines, amen, talking about what the prophet Jeremiah had to say, amen. We were sharing in our Bible class lesson on last week, talking more about what God has to say about false prophets, how you will know a false prophet. What are the signs, amen, praise God, because a lot of people, they haven't been taught, so they just listen to anybody that, you know, says, I'm from God, but I want you to know that everybody that's speaking is not always speaking for God, and the word of God tells us, he gave us some signs, and this is what the ministers are going to be preparing to talk about on this evening. God gave us some signs of how do we know a true prophet. What are the things that will lead us into having a better understanding that this person is truly speaking for God? And I'm going just to share a little bit of that, because I gave out some scriptures, praise the Lord, that we were going to be reading on tonight, amen, and it talks about how we are to have an understanding of the different types of signs so that we know this person has been called by God. This person is speaking on the behalf of God, because everybody that says God called them, amen, the Bible tells us that there were also false prophets, and in prophets who spoke in the name of idol gods, such as Baal, amen, praise God. But then those who spoke in Jehovah's name, which Brother Dante is going to be talking about, Jeremiah from the 23rd chapter, verses 16 to 32, want you to read that. And our discussion was there were two classes of prophets. Amen. And knowing the difference between the conscious imposters, those who entice to claim the gift of prophecy, amen, praise God, that's one class, and you're going to know them by their signs. You're going to know it. The word of God said, these signs shall follow them that believe, okay? Amen, praise God. You'll know a true prophet from a false prophet, amen, those that are just claiming to be prophets, or those that are speaking out of their flesh rather than speaking what thus says the Lord. Secondly, how the class of prophets is sincere and even godly men whose doctrine may be based on the law of God, but who are self-deceived in that they have not been called in the prophetic office by God. So you got in the first class, you got those that are running around that are being imposters. They're claiming to be prophets, amen, praise God, but they are not proof prophets of God. And you can read about that in 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, verses 5 through 28, Ezekiel, chapter 13, verses 17 and 19, and praise God. And then there's Micah 3 and 11, and Zechariah 13 and 4.
Amen. And then secondly, you have these that are godly men, but they're preaching and teaching and speaking a doctrine, amen, and it may even be the law of God, but they've been self-deceived into thinking that God has put them in the prophetic office, amen, praise God, and that they're not infallible. Oh, my God. So this is why God have allowed tests to distinguish the true prophet from the false prophet. How do you know them? By their signs. Okay, by their signs. What are some of the signs? Okay, signs alone are just not sufficient. You got to base it on the word of God. Okay, anybody may just like, let me give you a clear example when Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh. Okay, and Moses put down his staff and it turned into a serpent. Okay, and then Pharaoh had his false prophets, because that's what they were, amen. They were his advisors and counselors and magicians, and he had them to throw down their staff, amen, and theirs turned into snakes either, and he began to mock Aaron and Moses. He began to make fun of their God, amen. But then he noticed something, amen, praise God. He noticed that the staff that had turned into the serpent of Moses was consuming, literally eating the staff or the serpents from the false prophets, those magicians. So God was showing Pharaoh, you might perform the same trick, ha! You might be able to do the same thing, you might even perform the same sign. But I am that I am. I am the great God, and there beside me is their other. Another instance was when the Nile turned into blood. Amen, praise God. And Pharaoh had his prophetess to go out to try to purify the Nile. God cursed it, amen, and had that water turned into blood, the fish died, the waters was contaminated, amen, because he was proving to Pharaoh that he is the one true God. So Pharaoh still had a hard heart, amen, and refused to receive God's judgment, told his prophetess to go out there and purify the waters. And she went, amen, and she prayed unto Baal and to the false gods, amen, and poured, amen, her supplement into the Nile. And as she was pouring it, it turned into blood. Oh, I tell you, God is awesome God, amen. So you're going to know, amen, praise God, these signs, amen. Many times false prophets walk around and they can perform. Yeah, they can speak in tongues. Like we speak in tongues. Some people say, how can this be? Amen, praise God. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. Do you not remember that Satan was once Lucifer and that Lucifer, amen, dwelt in heaven? So he knows, amen, praise God. He knows he's been in the presence of the Almighty. Amen. He has a better understanding than we do of how God's kingdom is set up. But, amen, praise God, no matter how he tries to imitate, I want to tell you, it's just an imitation. It ain't real. Amen, praise God. Anything that Satan does, amen, he always tries to undermine God. And so we gave all these scriptures out, amen, talking about different signs. You're going to know. You're going to also know by the things that they're teaching, the doctrine that they're speaking. Amen. Is this leading you away from God? Amen, praise God. A true prophet's teaching was found to agree with the doctrine of the law concerning God. Amen, praise God. Anytime somebody is telling you something that's contrary to the word, one thing let me tell you, nobody can curse what God has blessed. I feel like preaching this morning. Don't you accept nothing from nobody. I don't care what kind of name or title they give themselves. Don't you accept nothing from nobody telling you, amen, praise God, something contrary than what the word says. Amen. When God blesses you, no weapon that is formed against you, no tongue that speak against you. I remember many years ago, a relative, amen, was angry with me. Amen. And they spoke prophetically a false lie over my daughter, amen, saying things like she would never be successful, she would never have a husband. It was terrible, the things that they said, anger and in malice, and it wounded my daughter deeply, amen, praise God. And as she was telling me about it, amen, praise God, God, the Spirit of the living God rose over me, and I rejected that. I said, you don't receive that. That is not what God spoke over your life. God has said he give you favor. You will prosper. You will have good success. Amen. God has a husband for you. You will be able to graduate from college with honors. Amen. And everything that I spoke, because I'm a true prophet of God, it came to pass, and that false prophet, that lying prophet, amen, praise God, will be judged by God. But their words were not received. You don't receive the word of somebody that is coming and telling you something that is contrary to what God has to say to you. What did God say? Always ask people, what did God say? So many times leaders tell people to do things, amen, praise God, but I want to know, what did God say? Amen. Some leaders have said, don't take all of that. You don't need to be in nobody's prayer ministry. You don't need, amen, to pray every day. You don't need to read your Bible. Amen. Some have even gone far enough to say that God doesn't have any prophets in this day and time. Amen. That they were only in the Old Testament. Some have went far enough to say God don't have any apostles in this day and time. I'm going to tell you what the word said. They are lying prophets. They are lying prophets. Amen. He said, let my word be true, and every other word, let it be a lie. Amen. True prophets teaching will agree with the doctrine of the law concerning God, concerning his nature, his character, his worship, even concerning the conduct of man. No, we cannot go along with sin. Don't mean that God don't love you, but the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. A true prophet gonna speak what God is saying. Hallelujah. If you're doing something outside of the will of God, listen, God had, amen, a prophet to go marry a whore. Amen. So children of Israel would understand, hallelujah, that they were married to God, but they had went whoring, amen, after other gods. They had committed adultery because they were in a marital relationship. They had taken a vow. Oh, yes, they did. You read it in the book, amen, praise God, of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, amen, even in the book of Joshua, where he told them, you better choose who you're going to serve this day, whether you're going to serve the God of your fathers, amen, or you're going to serve these Egyptians, God. You better choose who you're going to serve, amen, praise God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the one true God. Amen. Even in that day and time, God was still calling the people to repentance. Amen. Praise God. Repent from those things that you are doing. Repent from that idol worship. Well, God is still calling for repentance on today. Well, people got more time, amen, to do everything. Amen. From watching television to being on the internet. Amen. But we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to meditate on his word. We don't have time to study his word. People make fun of you, amen, praise God, for simply wanting to learn more about the word of God. Oh, you don't need to be in Bible study. You can read the word for yourself. Oh, the Holy Spirit teach me all things. That's a false prophet right there. Amen. Because God gives, amen, men. He said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can that preacher preach unless he's been sent? Sent by who? Sent by God. We got a lot of them that are going out and they are declaring, but they're not speaking the living word of God. Oh, this is a good lesson on today. Amen. Praise God. So these are the signs that you know when people start telling you things. Oh, you know, that's in direct conflict. The Bible tells me pray without ceasing. The Bible lets me know I'm to pray one for another. The Bible tells me, amen, pray for your enemies. Amen. Oh, there is so much. A lot of things will not be happening in this world today if the saints, amen, would heed the word of the prophet. I have been prophetically speaking that we need to pray over our schools. Amen, praise God. Over our children, over our marriage, over our families. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. These are satanic spirits that have been sent from Satan himself to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Our youth, our future generation. The Bible calls it that they are our heritage. Children are our heritage from the Lord. Oh, my God. And we're sitting around being passive and complacent. Amen. Praise God. Christians, amen, don't go to church to be learn more about God. Amen. They're going to church to be entertained. They're going to church for a fashion show. They're going to church for a contest. Amen. Praise God. But we're supposed to go, number one, amen, for worship. Amen. We're supposed to go to strengthen. Amen. It is the obligation of the Christian believer, amen, for us to strengthen the body of Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And sometimes when a foundation ain't built right, you gotta tear it down. Help me teach on today, God. You gotta tear it down, because as long as you try to build on it, amen, and the foundation is not solid, any storm, any wind come along and the whole thing gonna topple. Amen. It's gonna smash and fall to pieces. Oh, a lot of people's lives have been built on falsehoods, lies. Amen, praise God. Oh, if you do this, amen, praise God, you can be saved. Only one way to be saved, and that's through the true repentance, through Christ Jesus, acknowledging him as Lord and Savior. Amen. We got prophets walking around, amen, saying Jesus was a prophet, and that, amen, he is not the Messiah. We got lying prophets walking around saying there is no heaven. Amen, praise God. Well, I tell you what, believe it if you want to, and you're going to get left behind. I would rather believe, amen, that there is going to be a rapture. I would rather believe that there is going to be a second coming. I would rather believe, amen, that Jesus, amen, is coming back for a church without a spot, blemish, or wrinkle, than not to believe it. Amen, praise God. And then it happened. Oh, my God. And I'm standing left here. Amen. I'm cast into outer darkness and into the bottomless pit with Satan and his hordes of fallen angels. No, I would rather believe. And this is something every person has to make a decision. Amen. For yourself. And this is how you know a true prophet from a false prophet. Well, I want to get a little bit more. That's what we are going to be discussing, amen, the ministers on tonight. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. The Hebrew word nabi, which is translated prophet, means one who announces. Again, the Hebrew word nabi, amen, means prophet, one who announces. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. What are you saying? Amen, praise God. You are giving a pronouncement of what God is calling, amen, the people to do. We're talking about Samuel on this week. Samuel was called the seer by his contemporaries, but his great successors to whom God raised up and inspired to teach the nation were commonly designated as prophets by men of their generation. Seer was not banished from use, but the title of prophet, amen, praise God. And according to Judges, the 4th chapter, verse 4, amen, 1 Samuel chapter 10:10-13, amen, praise God. So Samuel was known, amen, as a prophet. Now, I've been reading information from you from the David Dictionary of the Bible, 4th Revised Edition. Amen. I want to read a little bit to you from one of my spiritual mentors. His name is Dr. Lester Summerall. Amen. Praise God. He is deceased now, but he has a book on the gifts and ministries of the Holy Spirit. And he says the gift of prophecy is the anointed speaking forth of words of edification, exhortation, and comfort, words supernaturally given to the church from God. Here's the thing, amen, praise God, that we got to remember, amen, always check to make sure that what is being spoken comes from God, that it lines up to the words of God. When people start telling you, amen, praise God, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that, amen, God didn't say this, amen, well, you don't have God understand, amen, that's another one. God understands. God understands. He told us to be holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God told us to put him first. Amen. Praise God. Oh, we go all through the word of God where the prophets warn the people, amen, of impending danger, impending judgment. He warned them, amen, get your life in order. Amen. Do not bow down. Even in the Ten Commandments, they were warned not to bow down and have no other God before me. We make gods out of anything and everything that we put in front of God, that we don't give God our time and our devotion. Now I want you to understand there are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the revelation gifts. The word of wisdom is a gift. It is a supernatural revelation of the divine purposes of God. It is a divine communication, a message to the church from God, given by the Holy Spirit through a believer. Just because you have the word of wisdom doesn't mean that you are a prophet. Oh, let me say that again. It is a gift. God gives forth a small segment or portion of information from his vast storehouse of wisdom. And wisdom has to do with that which is unborn or the future. When God gives a word of his wisdom, he is revealing something that has not yet come to pass. Now, every prophet in the Bible possessed this gift, and prophets today also possess it. Amen, praise God. So I want you to understand that. Amen, praise God. Because wisdom comes from who? God. God knows the total past, the present, the future, all at one time. He says, I'm all knowing. I'm all seeing. I'm all powerful. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now I want to read to you, amen, a little bit more about Samuel. Amen, praise God, because, again, Samuel was known as a seer. And then I want to share with you before I close, prophecy versus word of wisdom. There's a clear distinction that needs to be formed in our minds regarding inspirational gift of prophecy and the word of wisdom. It comes from 1 Corinthians 14:3. It gives the full measure of the blessing of prophecy. There is no element of revelation associated with it. He that prophesied speaketh to men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's what the word says, okay? Amen. Any person who speaks out in church or telling the future has left the simple gift of prophecy and moved into the revelation gift, the word of wisdom. The prophet, either in the Old Testament or the New Testament, again, was called a seer. They were able to see into the future and possess the gift of the word of wisdom. Amen, praise God, as well as many other gifts were working in the life of the prophet. Now, I close real quick with Samuel. Chapter 10, you can read that, amen, because Samuel was called to prophesy over the children of Israel, to also oversee the inauguration of Saul, amen, as well as David. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And God gave him some understanding. Hallelujah, praise God, of anointing the kings and calling them into service. Well, we're going to talk more about the prophet Samuel. Amen, praise God, and the office of the prophet. I want to encourage everyone to read these scriptures for your own edification. In Jesus' mighty name, that you would be blessed. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. God bless you.